biscuit. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Dooley.
And that is it. We missed Tila. Where has Tila been?
I think she's been still having internet problems.
Oh, man. We got to get Tila back.
Yeah.
All right, well, welcome to the show this week. Not a whole heck of a lot of news,
news, so strap yourselves in. There is Play Online news this week.
Oh, my goodness.
The Silver Dog Tag, the second piece in the Final Fantasy XI Players Collection. We've got a little sneak peek of that.
So epic.
Got the price of it. you know, you might be thinking to yourself, Fusion, how can I obtain one of these very cool, little trinkets? Well, all you need to do is, write a check to Square Enix for $107.
$107.
So,
these things are made out of, like, solid gold.
They're made out of, like, sterling silver.
So it will never rust. So there you go.
It better not rust.
Tower.
This thing better survive, like, a nuclear holocaust for that much money. $50 for the talisman was pushing it, and then it's like plastic strap, and it felt really cheap. And now they're like, okay, even if this is like sterling silver, like $106.99, like someone like just hit a couple buttons on their keyboard or something. Like that seems like direct yen to dollar like thing, but like that's. Over $100 for a thing with your name on—that's ridiculous.
That's up there, man.
If you could make like a cheaper one for like $30, that would be great.
$30,
because that's probably about as
much as
I would pay
for. Cheaper one for like $30 and a coupon for some Pop Tarts or something. Better, I could probably swing that.
New Galka flavored Pop Tarts.
Pop Tarts.
Ew.
Choco Bueno Tarts.
There you go. But, I guess you're going to be taking orders from September 24th through November 24th. It'll be available exclusively via the Square Enix online shop for a limited time only.
But if you buy the necklace and you show up at FanFest, you get a free beta key for Final Fantasy XIV.
You better. Like,
I know, you better.
You know, and it's you know, with the talisman, I think a large selling point of that, and I hate to say it, was the in-game item. You know, this time around, you're paying twice
Obviously.
As much for something that's...
More than twice.
You know, it's a name tag. Like, it's a little more simplistic when you think about it.
Yeah, you do get your name
on
the back.
And there's no... That's it. Like, it's just a name. There's no in-game bonus. And, I mean, and for, you know, $106.99, you know, it better be something pretty damn good, but...
Who's
for
$106.99,
it's like that's like bona fide bling right there.
$107, it should dispense Kraken clubs.
There you go.
Yeah, really,
it's got a little button on it.
Yeah.
You just push it and Kraken club just like falls down on your little game screen.
Sweet.
But so that's that. I'm not really that thrilled. Like they look cool, but they don't look $106.99 cool.
No. Yeah.
I mean, especially in this kind of economy for them. And this is the worst part. You know, we've been out without news for, you know, like a month and a half. And then they come out and they're like, hey, here's these cool things that we talked about like a year ago. And they're over $100. Enjoy. Give us your money. Like, that's almost insulting. Like, to go with, like, you know, they're like, okay, 14 is, you know, we're working on 14. But we're still going to be supporting 11. Then there's no news.
Here's this new thing
that costs a lot of money. Like, really?
Speaking of things that they've talked about but we haven't gotten for a long time, I know what the in-game item is.
What is it?
Avatars.
Avatars.
Oh my god.
Plural. Plural.
Avatars.
Yeah. Two big ones.
Yeah. It's actually just a giant name tag. And it extracts 106k out of the mob that you fight.
Guild toss?
Yeah, there you go.
Not even 106k. It's like 106k, but it's like 106,000 like fire crystals.
Jeez.
And you're like, what do I do with it?
But this is gonna be our poll for this week. Is the new dog tag item, is it too expensive? Or I don't know, how should we do this? Should we do like, is it too expensive? Will you buy it? Should we do a cost thing? What do you guys think?
I think we should do a cost. Yes, no, too expensive, or you know, I don't have the
LOL.
Money.
Oh well.
Yeah, lol.
I'm sort of curious as to who's gonna buy this thing. Mm-hmm. But I'll also, I'm interested in how much people think it should cost.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be better to do how much it costs.
You really do get your name in it, though, you said?
Well, you do get your name and server on it. I mean, people have said that it's...
Okay,
you know,
I'd say like 40, for the material, maybe 50.
People have said that for the material it's made out of, it's actually priced like correctly. So, I don't know, maybe a will you buy would be
Sterling
more
bling.
Okay.
I would prefer
it's
like a
silver.
Cheaper.
It's not...
I don't need a silver name.
Pewter, okay?
Square Enix has this need to like make everything out of like the most expensive. Like if you go into their like online store, have you seen that? Like all their rings and their stuff, it's like they're really expensive because of the materials that they're, you know, they get made out of. It's like we just want something cheap that we can
buy. This is 24 karat gold.
Yeah, it's like great.
Platinum bling bling.
Right. Like
bling,
I don't care.
Bling.
I'd rather buy one made out of like aluminum for like $10.
Yeah. It's like it's
and
like,
then if
great,
it,
this stuff's made
gross,
out of higher
I'll
quality gold than my wedding band.
Right, yeah, like, come on. But, alright, we'll do a will you buy poll, I guess. That'll probably be the
buy one of those.
Yes, yes, no, and LOL.
Maybe. Maybe we'll, there might be a third option, we'll see. We'll talk about that later. But next up for news, a lot of, like, info posts this week with stuff like GM congestion and stuff. You know, they had to shut down the GM services
down
a few times.
Sucks.
Getting a lot of reports about just, you know, the RMT spam intels and stuff. So they dropped kind of a hint in one of their last posts here that they're going to be adding a filter in the next version update to help with the RMT tells.
Yay!
And the real news here is we'll have a version update.
Yeah, we'll have a version update.
Well, don't know when, but we will have one.
Yeah, we'll have a version.
You know, I will say I'm surprised out of all the really great ideas that the Special Task Force has been doing to combat RMT, they're just now thinking about a filter.
Yeah, it's kind of late in the game, don't you think?
I want to say better late than never, but with all this stuff, I mean, they've been developing all these tools and stuff, and something as simple as a filter, like it took them this long, I'll take it.
The real question is how is this going to screw up the rest of us like all the other tools do?
Yeah, right.
Just looking
anybody
on the
that puts www. Dot in a tell is going to get banned.
Bam, gone.
But you're not supposed to be you're not supposed to be publicly displaying website anyway. I mean, so.
Or if you put BR74 in your comment.
There you go.
I wonder if, like, if we as the players could write, like, a mass email to that RMT site and be like, you're harassing us, we don't like it, you need to stop.
Well, we could, but they probably wouldn't listen.
Spam.
You don't think? Couldn't... I don't know. If... I don't see why Square Enix can't do something about it, like, legal-wise.
You know, that's a big issue. I mean, you know, we talked...
Like, they'll ban people and accounts, but they're not gonna...
Well, there's nothing illegal about just, like, if you're just breaking, like, terms of service in a game, like, okay, that's with the company. It's not, like, you know, like, a country law or
anything. Yeah, but it's still harassment, and if anything's harassment...
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we did talk about the presentation that Sunday gave at the developer conference last week, and you know they said that they were talking with like law enforcement, you know, in regards to RMT stuff. You know, we really didn't get anything more than just that they're talking to them. So you know, we don't know.
Well, that guy quit, so we'll
yeah, right.
Just stop pursuing
the one lawyer they were talking to or whatever quit, and so now they're just kind of like, we'll add filters, it'll be fine.
But hi. This is Sage Sandy.
This is Sage Sandy.
I mean, you know, it's not illegal to, like, I don't know. It's there's a lot of law stuff involved with this. So I mean, they're obviously trying their best to fight these guys, but you know, there's only so much that, you know, we're told by Square Enix about, you know, how they're doing this stuff. So I mean, I think to actually get as much of a look at the tools and stuff they use, you know, last week like we talked about, I think that's, you know, that's probably the most information we're gonna get about it. But filter, so that'll be nice. You know, kind of late to the game, like we said, but it'll be a nice addition to have.
For sure. All right. That's all the POL news that we have. On to the community news for this week. The JP Button Contest, the Bilingual Treasure Hunt. Talk about that.
Yeah, they set this contest up. It's revolving around Tokyo Game Show, since both Elmer and Corinth are going to be going. The deadline for the contest is September 20th. So cool. If anyone's interested, head over to JP Button.
That's this week.
That is this week, yeah.
Better go, go, go.
Yeah. Some of the prizes they're going to give away include Tokyo Game Show t-shirts, stuffed chocobos, mini FFXI figurines.
Yay!
And I think the grand prize winner is going to get one of the new pieces of 11 merchandise available at TGS. And no one even knows what that is yet, so it's... I think there's a... They set up something where it's like a priority of things that we've heard that are coming, so it's like, okay, you know, if you want like a chocobo strap or something, or a Taru figurine, you know, list the order that you want them in. I do believe, though, that I heard the Taru figurines are coming out in December, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, keep an eye out for those. So maybe we'll see those at FanFest this year or something. But, yeah, so if you're interested in that, make sure to go over to jpbutton.com. It's really big on the right, the Bilingual Treasure Hunt. Go ahead and check that out if you want to try and win some prizes.
Word.
Yeah, still kind of sore about them only having Tarus. I really wanted my Invincible Shield figurine.
I want my Invincible Shield plushie. I need something.
A big plushie, like a 10-foot plushie.
Like a Galka size.
I want a life size Invincible Shield plushie.
It's like, remember those like 3-foot dolls they used to sell, like the princesses, and you'd dress them up.
So like the life size Barbie.
Yes.
I want the life size Invincible Shield where I can like take his armor off and put it on and walk around and stuff.
And brush his hair. And
comes with a real axe made out of sterling silver.
Yeah, there you go.
Good call.
So, monsters are under the bed are no problem for Invincible Shield. Keep it next to your bed.
Put him in front of my door. He'll like scare away burglars or something. Put him in my car when I'm in class.
Like, what the hell is that?
Put a $100 bill on my dash next to, you know, right in front of the Invincible Shield thing, and like in my car. He'll just be sitting in the passenger with the axe made out of sterling silver. with a sign that says, go ahead. But, yeah, so make sure to check out that contest. PFA news. We got our first donation for Extra Life.
Woohoo! Thank you very much.
And you know, thank you very much for that. You know, for anyone else out there that can afford it, we would love to get your support for this event if you haven't already donated to any of the other teams for this year's event. And you know, I was looking at the numbers for last year. Like this, the participation this year is way down. From last year's event,
the economy is one of the
I mean it's having quite an effect on it. So if anyone can donate,
right, the proceeds of the Extra Life campaign go to the Texas Children's Hospital, which helps them with kids with cancer. So it's definitely a good cause. If you can donate, that's wonderful. We very much appreciate your donations for that.
Yes, and so also, today. Like last year, we'll be doing the 24-hour webcast. This time we'll be at the Timbuktu Cafe in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Lock-in seats are still available for that on eBay, $40. We'll have the event server up and everything just like last year, too. So anyone that participates can...
It's going to be awesome.
It'll be a lot of fun. Are you guys coming up? Do you know yet?
I'm definitely trying to get there, yep.
I'm definitely, maybe, possibly considering getting up there at some point. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, we're talking about definitely maybe here.
Definitely maybe.
But yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Pull an all-nighter and play video games.
Absolutely. Radio XI News. The first part of Limit Break Radio's 3-year episode is out. And we actually forgot to mention this last week. Makes me feel really stupid because I was on it. it was going to be their call-in special, but it didn't end up happening. There were some difficulties with that. But we had a couple of people call in. You know, we talked about some stuff. They read some UK iTunes reviews. So make sure to check that out. I'm not sure when part two is going to be coming out, but should be in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, make sure to check out limitbreakradio.com for that.
Sweet. He says, she says, number 14 is out, Breaking Their Limits. Tamtu and Soraya fight the crusty old geezer and take a break for your emails. So you can check that one out, too.
Also, as another mention here, He Says, She Says is going to be celebrating their 1-year anniversary coming up here pretty soon.
Woot! Congratulations, Tamtu and Soraya.
So they'll be looking to release their next episode around September 27th, I believe. So the deadline for emails on that show is going to be the 22nd. So get those in quick if you want to get them on the 1-year show.
Nice.
And that is it for news.
That's more news than I thought it was going to be.
We actually had news this week.
Freaking awesome.
It's a Monday miracle.
And, you know, I think we'll start hearing about the next update pretty soon. I think people are predicting an October update. And since it's middle of September, we'll probably be hearing that pretty soon. You know, FanFest, you know, we've heard...
Who knows?
Tanaka said that they still wanted to do one for this year. So we'll probably be hearing stuff, you know, October, first week of October, I think at the latest, we'll be hearing stuff about FanFest for this year. So, you know, keep your eyes open, you know, stay tuned to PFA, and we'll let you know what's going on with all that.
Absolutely. All right, into player achievements. Chinchilla, will you indulge us with the player achievements?
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Over to you, Chinchilla.
Oh, thanks, sir. Shad, rather. After 2 years of Limbus, 1,560,000 gil. Got his Nashira Sarah Wheels. It's awesome. Definitely emo pants. Yeah. Demian Magus? I can't read. Obtained blue Sharooks. Wow, those are the feet. From Dino Windy. And he turned 24 in real life. Nice. And cleared Dino Juno. Awesome. Sevo Kevo. Got Derg the 75. Broke his Polarma Trials. Got Impulse Drive. Beat Dynamis Bucidine, but they timed out right after the kill. Oh, that blows. Aronis got Joyous Moldy Earring. No Foot Rise, upgraded to level 2. COP 5-2 cleared. First Dinozark, sword skill to 180. Divine Might complete. Carletta gotten into 37. Oh, you're the man now, dog, Carletta.
Yeah, really.
Vondry played Aeon all week. Nothing to report.
Nice.
And that's nice. Actually it. That's kind of weird. That's short.
Yeah.
That's an achievement. my Final Fantasy XI achievement is I played Aeon all week.
I leveled cleric to 20.
Exactly.
It's like, when did they add cleric, man?
Leveled Spirit Master. Cool.
All right. In-game.
All right, on to our in-game. Chinchilla, why don't you enlighten us with what you've been doing in-game?
Let's see. I was out on Wednesday, but my shell did Odin, and they got another E-body.
Nice.
Word.
And the rest were like crap drops, but whatever. E-body's an E-body. Did a Dynamis Quiffum, cleared it with like 18 peeps. That was pretty sweet. Nothing too great dropped. I think we got like minus one black mage feet or something. Got a few black mage legs. Nothing too
spectacular. I like those legs.
Spectacular. Let's see. Did I? Oh, Revenge of Tier 3 Behemoth on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It died. We had 30 seconds left.
Ooh. Wow.
Did you guys get the chest?
Yep.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it gives you 5 minutes. That's right.
Well, no, it gives you 5 minutes once you pop the chest. After you hit the chest. Yeah, so.
Man. That is cutting it close, because usually, you know, with the latency issues and everything, like, the chest won't pop for a good
lag.
So.
Yep, exactly. It was good, though. We finally beat that baddie up. Did Dynamis Tav tonight. I got my Assassin's Armlets.
Sweet. Congratulations, TH4!
Jealous.
Yes. Also cleared 95 to 100, so I have my runic key now.
Nice.
Awesome.
Let's see. I know there's more. I did some C. We actually saw our Hope Torque drop. That was pretty awesome.
That's very
cool. Which means I think tomorrow we're going to end up doing Prudence and Love, so that should be fun.
I can't seem to wrap my brain around which one's the Hope Torque. Is that the one with agility and like the archery skill? Or?
Yeah, archery and katana.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Also in Tav tonight we got a red mage hat. Okay, nice. here's what happened with the pool. We're getting like no drops. We got like minus one dancer and dark legs off the same mob, so everyone's just like, this is BS.
Hey,
Tav.
Are the HQ like dancer legs any better? Do they add any more haste?
I don't know.
Well, we have, like, zero dancers, so whatever. So literally we're just, you know, going through the motions there, bumming because nothing's dropping, and a dark helmet drops, and we're like, unreal. So that goes free lot. Next mob, another dark helmet drops, and we're like, you gotta be kidding me. So we pull the next set of mobs, and it was literally 100 piece, and then a duelist chapeau.
Wow.
Nice.
So it was, it made up for it. That was pretty awesome. We got Hydra, the paladin hands, the Hydra gear.
Yeah.
Did an Omega, and we got two legs. So that was pretty sweet. I don't know, just been tearing stuff up as much as possible. We did some KS99s, but no one got a speed belt, which is sad. Mm-hmm. I'm the only lucky bastard that'll ever get that in this shell, probably. I had a huge, nice drama thread on BG about me.
Oh.
You guys missed it. I don't know if that's in-game or not, but that was pretty fun.
Was that the one about the guy who was wanting
everyone,
to quit ever?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Everyone's been calling me the slave driver now.
Wait, what?
Someone made a post. Someone quit my shell because they were super emo about
not getting stuff,
and they thought they'd be all big and bad by making a thread on BG, which even if I was angry at someone, that would be the last place I would ever make a flame thread.
Yeah, you never.
Whether you're right or wrong, it's just gonna bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I had like I had some awesome people up to my shell the past few days. And that was after, you know, that thread. Like, people know.
Well, they saw the guy flaming and, like, just talking.
People know you're a slave
driver. I didn't get a Dalmatica for my white mage or an Asode for my samurai, and everyone's like, why do you want that stuff for those jobs?
Yeah.
So it's like, it turned around pretty quick.
It was pretty funny. I don't know. I've been having a lot of fun. We've got a few people that haven't done a lot of the stuff end game wise, like, or they have, but they haven't done it to they haven't done it the way we do it, which sounds kind of cocky, but I mean it
so
in like
just the different best, ways of doing stuff.
And they're just like, wow, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't
it's
know.
Like
I've been feeling
on a
really
smaller
good.
Scale. It's like when someone does their first like Zerg Kieran instead of a kite method. They're like, whoa, this is awesome.
Right. You know?
I don't know. I feel bad because another shell on our server kind of broke. And like the person that was left in charge went to apathy, but he's everyone's friend. Like he went there because he thought the shell was breaking anyway. Mm. So that was kind of sad. We're getting a few of their really good people though. So
that's good.
So that's always good. And see, people like made fun of me for trying to like befriend other link shells.
There is nothing wrong with
like
being friends
with
other shells.
You can have competition and still have friends outside your link shell.
Mm-hmm.
Like friendly competition is 10 times more fun than
absolutely
than being.
You're not going
to
get out. You're not going to get anything with being at you know each other's throats all the time with other link shells. There's no good that's going to come out of that.
Well, that's another thing too. Like anyone that's been in an endgame link shell knows that you might have like a rival shell, but inside their shell, they're probably exactly like you, just, you know, joking with each other, talking crap, you know, just having fun. Like, it's just people playing the game, mm-hmm. have some fun, you know?
Yep.
I had a friend that got banned in January, come back on another tune this week, so that was really fun. It's good to have him back. I don't know, that's pretty much it for me. It's been a good week.
Word.
Cool.
That's going to be the longest in-game of the in-game of the night, I know it.
It'll be the longest. I don't know if it'll be the best one, though.
It's full of... come on, Red Mage Hat, and she got...
I don't know, man.
The Thief Armlets, and everything.
Yours is
this
pretty
good. And an Odin, man.
Yours is pretty good, though, man. I don't know.
Alright, Dooley, enlighten us.
I haven't really done a whole lot in-game, but I did do Salvage. Last night we got, 35 hands for Sully. It's,
hands.
Was it 35 Usu hands?
Usu hands, yep, from the frog.
Who all for was, you, but
it was monk? An interesting fight because, you know, we fought him before, and he can charm you. And they're like, okay, fusion, you know, we're gonna go in, you just jump on him and stay back, and you kite when we get charmed. Like, alright, not a problem. First time we fight him, he never charmed, so I'm just sitting there the whole fight, and I'm like, I could do this. Yeah, this is easy. This is some easy kiting. Sure enough, you know, we went and fought him last night and charmed
he
quite
was
a few times.
Crazy.
Yeah, a lot of frogs hitting me. But we got the drop off of it, so that was worth it.
Yep. I want to say it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. I got my 35 Ares body, which puts me in 3-3 for my Ares body.
Awesome.
Woo!
And, champion.
Scraping up the mad gills for it. I'm almost there. Shouldn't take too much
super
longer.
Gills. Good
yeah.
for you, man.
How much does it cost?
Happy for you.
It's about like
12 mil-ish.
Yeah. Somewhere around there. 12, 14.
12 mil plus, depending on server, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, you're saving a little bit of money because you can get this stuff crafted, though, right?
Yeah.
So that helps a little bit.
I've never seen that synth fail either, just so people know. Like, as long as your buddy's got smithing 100, you should be.
I've seen it fail. I've seen it fail before, but the guy I'm doing it for, out of like 40 bodies that he crafted, he's only failed like 3 synths.
I think he said something like, whenever I'm crafting it for money, it breaks, but when I'm crafting it for a friend's body, it always works.
Yeah,
of course.
So.
Salvage, that's basically it.
Yeah. Good couple of runs, though. So. I mean, we got some 35, so... And the body won, too, so that ain't bad at all. Now I'm scared because, like, I'm next in line for that, and I ain't gonna be able to get that much money. Like, oh my god. I'm sitting here wondering, like, man, I'm gonna get that body, and it's just gonna be, like, sitting there staring at me like, fusion!
You have a ton of Beastman seals? Like, I know it's a pain in the butt.
I don't have that much.
Yeah, neither do I. I've got, like, 10...
Like I think I have enough for like we did that kindred
run. Yeah.
We did that, got a couple orc alchem ingots, but like I have maybe one of those in me and then I have maybe like 100 beast seals, so I don't have I could do a couple, but I don't know.
Sucks.
Well, the cool thing is that I've got like 4 other people who are offering to just give me money for the body.
What?
Yeah. Jeez. And then I had another person who you know, wanted to loan me money. I'm like, ah, I don't need to borrow a mil or so. I, you know, well, G-Man, you know, he quit, and he's like, well, I can give you some money because, you know, I quit. Right, I got a lot of junk on my tune.
Yeah, for anyone on Asura that has gil they don't want, you can go ahead and send that to
when
to
I got my my skatey body, like the last piece, I think it was the 15 I needed or something, I borrowed like 8 mil from the bank. Oh, no, like 6 mil from the bank, and then we literally did Tinnin that night, and I got that staff, and I sold it right away. Wow. So I paid back the bank the next day.
Wow, that's awesome!
It was pretty. I was like, "Thank you. There is an 11 god."
Maybe good things will happen for me after I shell out all the gil for that body.
Maybe,
we'll other than having the body, but you know.
Cool. All right, Fusion X. How about you, man?
Obviously did all the salvage and stuff with Duel. After we got out of salvage last night, there was someone shouting in Whitegate for a pickup Nosferatu ZNM.
Yeah.
And he drops the Enkidu feat, which I really, really want for my Dancer and my Samurai. So we did that. I got turned into a bat. One of the summoners almost predator clawed me. but we got like the axe, a grip, and that was it, so.
Ooh.
But I could have had them if they dropped. So,
word.
But that's pretty much it. I dinged level 20 on my gladiator.
Nice. sweet. I did Dynamic Sandoria this past week, which gave me Outlands access.
Nice.
So kind of pumped about that.
I'm surprised that Sandoria was your last one.
Yeah, I did.
Usually, that, almost everybody's like, oh, I gotta do Wendy, man. That's the
Wendy
last
one. Wendy is evil.
Because I'd say Sandy's probably the easiest or the second easiest behind Juno.
I would go, well, I don't know, Bastok is pretty easy.
No, Juno's the easiest.
I'd definitely say Juno or Sandy.
Of course, it depends on your link shell. My first endgame shell, we did Bastok like 10 times and never beat it, so.
Bastok depends was my who you first. Go with. Wendy was my second. Then Juno, and then Sandy. That was... Yeah, so... I didn't think Wendy was all that difficult. Actually, my shell is doing Wendy right now as we speak. I sort of skipped out on that. But yeah, got Outlands access now, so it should be cool. I have to do Bosidine. Not really very experienced with that, but it's pretty fun. I played Ion this past week. I was, along with these two gentlemen here, part of the open beta for that.
We're gentlemen.
Yeah. Ooh, this is news to me, but I like it. Keep going.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun, meeting new people and, sort of experiencing a new adventure. It was very cool. Like, I played Spirit Master and Assassin.
But you know what was really fun?
Spirit
Mater.
What was giving old Steak a dirt nap? Of course, we were only like level 7 or something.
We were like level 4 or 5. I was like, what?
And then Fusion's like, where did you go? we go to fight, he's like, I can't see you. I think it was like having leg problems too.
Yeah, there was some leg issues, and the next thing I knew, like I was dead. Wasn't a fan of that, but the rest of the experience was pretty good.
LOL. So yeah, that is all for in-game.
Word.
Quote. On to our emails. Got a couple emails. First email comes from Tella from the Hades server, Fusion.
Alright, I gotta find it. I just had it, and it disappeared.
Just had it.
What?
Just had it.
I said just had it.
I know. I'm just reiterating what you said. You just had it.
I'm lost.
Why can't I find this email?
I found it.
Why can't you find it?
We moved it on you.
Yeah, because... I got it. Everything is all fine here. Let me All right. Greetings, guests. Sorry.
Sure about that?
Shut up. This is Tella of the Hades server with a few questions. To the great Chinchilla, is an Ixion's cloak worth it for a red mage? I have an errant and other nuking and feebling gear, so I'm not sure if it'd be worth 1 mil plus for a side grade or semi-situational piece. Also, HQ staves, do they really make that great of a difference?
Yes. As a red mage, I definitely pick up the Tower's staff and an Achilles staff right away. Then the dark staff. Obviously, we're talking about HQ here. Those are probably the most important for red mage. You should have all of them, except for maybe fire. But you can get away with just having those three. Yeah. To save on Gil.
Austere's, Pluto, Aquila are your best friends.
Yes. Austere's too, yeah, I didn't say that. When we're talking about Ixion cloaks, yeah. It depends on what you're doing. I wouldn't say so. You might as well just get a Vermi. You're not going to use the Ixion cloak for anything but refresh.
Yeah.
Again, everything you cast, you should be switching around gear. And it sounds like that's what you're doing, so you're on the right page. I wouldn't drop over a mil if you could get just a Vermi to idle
700
in.
Or something like that. Yeah, Vermis aren't that expensive
now,
anymore.
Yeah. Definitely, you really don't even need to worry about idling in a refresh body. I mean, obviously, it's awesome. But you'd be much better off trying to get with a good Dynamis group and getting a Red Mage hat or in a Morgan's robe or Dalmatica for that. Pretty much all I get.
Okay. Then they say, to the good sirs, Fusion and Stake. I also play Beastmaster and Dragoon. Are there any OMG pieces I should be looking out for? You wanna take that Beastmaster one, Stake? Dooley too, I mean. Wow. Dooley, you got Beast.
Dooley can help out here. I don't, OMG pieces. What level
lots
did you say? What level?
Jugs. No. I would assume, looking more towards, end game setup, so.
Like end game. You could definitely go for an Asode. If you can, get a hold of one of those, it's pretty sweet for charming.
I'm going to say for any level, like up to the time you can equip it, you know, and then beyond, one of the OMG pieces is definitely the Gaudy Harness. That's almost a staple piece. That thing is amazing for, you know, it first of all, it's a good charm piece for its level for a long time. And then the refresh on it has so many uses.
That's the Aqueduct's piece, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aqueduct.
You got to go on your panty raid to get that.
And the whole, like, you see a lot of beasts talk about it, and I've done it before, using the two rune axes, and then having a auto-refresh, and, like, wearing that body. And, you get, like, a 10 HP regen.
I never did that.
That's awesome, man.
Never did that. I never really liked subbing Nin for beast. I mean, it has its uses.
Beast isn't such a gear-driven
job.
I mean, you got your charm gear, and you can almost, you know, fight in whatever the heck you want. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're fighting next to your pet, and they're going to be doing all of it, so.
HQ Light Staff is OMG for Beast.
That's true. Very true.
So that's definitely a good piece. I mean, you want to...
All the OMG stuff we're going to talk about is basically, like, charm gear, so.
Charm gear is pretty much what you need. There.
Definitely your AF.
Yeah, AF is good.
Ew, AF. Where's that anymore?
Ogre gloves.
People
ogre
that
want to
look like sheep.
Trainer's gloves. Trainer's gloves is sweet. Ogre gloves for reward. Just picking stuff out of thin air here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can wear Askar as a beast.
Yes.
So that stuff's cool.
While we're at it, you know, get yourself an e-body.
There you go.
For your beast.
cool.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, the two biggest things are, I think, the HQ light staff and Gaudy Harness will go along.
Maneater.
Good axe. Good axe.
Maneater and the Juggernaut, if you can get both of those. And then you can sub Nin.
As far as Dragoon goes, depending on what kind of access you have to for weapons, Skystrider is really good even if you don't have the earring.
Yes.
It's got a, you get an extra 5 TP for jumps. Going along with that, the Barone body and Barone legs will also give you a TP bonus. The normal quality ones give, I believe, it's 2 per jump, and the HQs give 3 per jump. So, you know, you get all that stuff together, and you can get a nice, solid bonus for
jump like, TP. How much is it? It's like 9 extra, right? With all 3?
With all 3 normal quality, yeah, it'll be 9. With HQs, you would get 11, but I think that the HQ Barone body is kind of hard to get a hold of. I've seen the pants around, though, so you might be able to get a 10 TP bonus, but that's something to look into. I'm trying to think what else. Depending on if you do soloing or not, obviously you're going to want the Wyvern HP gear. That's going to be your AF legs, HQ those if you can, home mom feet, the forget the name of them, they're myths, they're like level 72 or something.
Fish Dragger myths.
Oh, yeah, those myths.
The Chinoy Gorget or whatever.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's actually a really easy, you can actually solo that on Dirt.
Did you say quest. Chinox?
That's what it's okay. I don't know, whatever.
I think it's Chinoy.
Okay, there's the body piece you get from the Aqueduct Panty Raid. Relic Helm, if you can't get that, get the Sauron Helm or the Saurian Helm, whatever that is.
Wyvern Perch.
No, don't use a Wyvern Perch.
Wyvern Perch is awesome.
No, you use a polearm. You do not use a stick.
A polearm is essentially just a stick.
Yeah, but it's pointed and made of metal. So you shush. Metal sticks. Other than that, that's really all like the big things. You know, like we said for Beastmaster, like Askar body is nice. You know, if you can get like a 6-hit build on Durg, that's pretty good to have.
The basic staple melee, oh my god, with the, you know, Rajas and Brutal are definitely,
yeah.
You know, and maybe if you can't get a Rajas because you have something else, I don't know why you'd pick something else, but you know, you definitely want a Brutal, get those beast coins. And
yeah, Iota Ring is nice for Durg. Ethereal Earring is really nice if you're soloing. Other than that, I think that's about it for Durg.
What?
Okay.
All right. So,
sweet. Next email comes from Earth Digger of the Unicorn Server, Dooley.
Hi. I have my email prepared.
Ooh.
Good call.
Aren't you special?
Nice.
You
had to make me read this one, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Obviously.
McFly.
This email says, hello, Earth Digger from the Unicorn Server. Got a little bored recently and thought I'd start making some limericks featuring the PFA crew. Here's one I made for this week. This one is about me. You know why he wants to pick on me.
First, don't blame him.
Given the content in said limerick, I could see why he'd want to pick on you first. You geezer beater.
Geezer beater. It goes a little something like this. There once was a young man named Duel, who Matt had just labeled a fool. He beat up some gobs and leveled his jobs and took the old man back to school. You hear that? I schooled him.
Mm-hmm.
Many times.
And it says, look forward to rhyming the rest of you down the line.
Oh boy.
Please be nice to me. Okay.
That's a fair warning at the bottom of his email. Fair warning. Prepare.
Okay. Sweet. Next email comes from Zemi. Or Zemend Prime. From is it Pandemonium? Zemi?
No idea.
I want to say Pandemonium. Anyways, Jin.
Greetings, PFA. I'm currently listening to your most recent episode, The Clump. Yeah, I wasn't on that one. It's not that good. And I wanted to throw...
Oh, man.
With a and name like The Clump, I mean, come on.
WTF.
And I wanted to throw my two gill in as to why we have such a tight-knit community. I have to admit I agree with Stake about the snowball effect. I know when I started playing a year ago already, everyone who saw me with a little question mark above my head wanted to help me. They did? They all sent tells about getting me into a link shell. Aww. No one turned me away. I personally remembered all of those times. It gives me a warm fuzzy feeling when I think on my noobish days. Me too. I also believe part of our community feeling comes from the absence of PvP. I talk to a lot of real-life friends who play that other game, and also the other game, and they are astounded at the amount of community we have. They don't have the community because everyone is a potential target. On the servers that do not allow PvP, they are all a little more friendly. I think maybe it has to do with Final Fantasy XII's job system as well. What? It's gotta be a mistake. They gotta mean 11 there, right? I'm not, like, a spaz.
No, you are, but go ahead.
You hit the I button too many times.
Our names are attached as the same face all the time, and others get used to seeing us around, no matter what they are wearing. Shout out to Knights of the Round Link Shell. Thanks for the Diablos fight. Can't wait to start Dream Dynamis. Have a great week, Zemi. Doesn't say server. Zemi, we shouldn't have read this because you didn't attach a server.
It actually says, yeah, Ifrit right in the subject.
Oh, does it? My bad. Sorry.
Oh, I'm stupid. Oh.
It's alright. It's only in bold there. Like,
yeah, right at the top.
Bigger
yep.
than the majority Zemi of the other text Ifrit. On the screen.
I fail.
Sorry, Zemi. My bad.
Sorry, Zemi.
I get confused.
I stay confused. Not okay. Really.
Alright, we do have another email, and I think we should go over it. I think we should read it. I think we should do it.
Alright, let's do it.
Alright. Next email comes from Lady Lindsay. Who you may remember has written us poems in the past and has written a couple poems for us to read this week. She says, it's a shame there have been so few emails this last few weeks. The episodes have been so short and that makes me grumpy. I have a remedy for you. I've written a set of short poems for each of the hosts. I think it could be lots of fun for each host to read one of the poems for the other host. For example, Fusion could read Stakes. Stakes could read Tila's, etc. Is this win or fail? For your consideration. ... And here we have these poems.
I call dibs on Fusions.
What? Right. That scares okay. me, that he jumps at that so quickly.
The title of Fusion's poem is awesome.
Yes. Okay, I will break the ice here. The first poem is Chinchilla's poem, and it goes a little something like this, and it is called Crack the Whip. She knows how she likes her toast buttered. Don't question it. She is a girl with an agenda. Black Shadow deal. She trades in deception and subterfuge. Her pockets swell with the metallic gift of life. Roll the dice, heal the sick for you, that dollar, that hot dollar.
Awesome.
Click, click, click. All right, who wants to go next?
I guess I'll take Stakes here. It's titled Prince of Kings. His tower is tall. It it's breaks through the clouds. Climb it if you dare, and be smoted. He pulled his sword from the stone and donned his armor, bright. Flames erupt from the snout of his horse. The ground shakes, and he rides. Mission accomplished.
Nice. Mission accomplished. All right, Dooley, you read fusions.
I feel like I should like put on a cape and get like a fan or something and stand.
All right, go ahead.
Fusion X's poem is entitled Captain Attitude. Awesome. And it goes a little something like this. Cock your brow, regal eagle. Pen in hand, the law is writ. The fearless leader of novelty. You walk the path less traveled and like it. Your dragon curls at your feet. The worms dance in her belly. It's called Pet Food Zeta. Look into it. When you get your hand back down from the clouds, not an insult, you can't help it. You jumped there to save her.
Nice.
Your wyvern needs worms?
It's called Pet Food Zeta. Look into it.
Look into it.
Fuse.
I've tried look into it. I tried using biscuits, man. They don't work.
Does this mean I get to read Dooley's poem?
Yeah, can you?
Okay. Dooley's poem is rightly called Farmer's Tan, because he's a hick.
How?
Oh, man.
Damn.
Zing! Okay, anyway.
Zing!
Oh, jeez.
He carved a mask. Whoa, 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 take two. There's no punctuation there. He carved a mask from a slat of polished stone. His cloak pulled tight over his frame. He is legion. His voice is heard, but face unseen. They call him hero. As the masses look for their faceless savior, he stands in the crowd and points with them. Opinions yet to be made. He rides a stallion of pain.
Nice.
Word.
All right, I will.
I am legion.
You.
I was thinking that too, like Ghost Rider or something.
Nice. Tila's not here, so I'll read her poem, and it's entitled The Librarian. It says, elegant and sweet, like a lollipop crafted from magic. She adds her 2 cents, worth the same as any other, but hers are polished and shiny. I'd take her coins over another's. Respected and wise, like an owl in a corset, she has my vote for princess.
An owl and a corset.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And that is it. That's all that was good.
I wonder what magic would do for a lollipop, if it would make like it more flavorful, or if it would last longer. Or...
I'm sure that it would.
It would fill it with Tootsie Roll.
We're already talking about owls. Of course it's a Tootsie Roll pop.
Mr. Owl!
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a magic... Tootsie Roll pop.
Three.
Takes a bite into it and take, like explodes.
Get to the Tootsie Roll center of the Tootsie Pop.
No, it's a magic one. So.
The world may never know. All right, that is all the emails that we have for this week. Thanks for that. Last week, I think, or last week? Was it last week? We only had one email.
We did get a lot of emails this week. So you know, we couldn't read all of them. On a side note, we did get a couple people sending in like player achievements via email. If you're going to do player achievements, please do that via our forums.
Yes, yeah.
For a future reference.
Because that's where we'll see it. So if you have player achievements, then that would be the right channel to do that. All right. That is our show, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to... head over to Radio XI and check out all the new stuff over there as well. Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com, as always. Let us know with the poll what you think about those dog tags. We're eager to find out what the masses think there.
Yeah, I can already tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And that's it. thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Night.
Later.
Good night.